whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Good morning. I would like to welcome you to the Voice of Victory broadcast. Have you found what you're looking for? As humans, it is our natural desire to find the meaning of life. We seek to understand the universe, how it works, why it was created, and what role we are to play. For a Christian, our faith is key to the meaning of life. That faith provides a foundation upon which we can live our lives seeking Christ. As Christians, we are still looking for something. It is that glorious day when our Savior will return. Let's turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. This morning, Pastor Holland will begin his two-part message entitled, Looking for a City.
We're going to title the message today entitled, Looking for a City. I don't know about you, but I'm looking for a city. So we turn to chapter 11. I guess by now you can probably guess on what I'm preaching on, because chapter 11 is known for being the book of faith. But not only is it a book of faith, but it's the book of the faithful. And we find all through the Bible, Scripture, people that had faith in God and put their faith and trust in God. But I want to begin reading verse number 12 and read through verse number 16, and then we'll have a word of prayer and get started. The Bible said, "Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as the dead, so many as the stars of the sky in the multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, and he hath prepared for them a city." That's the city I'm looking for this morning, and I hope it's the one you're looking for, and I pray God's blessings upon the reading of his word. I think of the most important thing that you and I can do and should do is to have faith in God. The Bible said without faith it's impossible to please God. The Bible said the just shall live by faith. I've lived now 67 years and I'm grateful for every year that I've lived. But I don't believe would have made it to the place that I've made it to had I not had faith enough to believe that God was able to perform that which he said he would according to the word of God. Faith means the conviction of the truth of anything. Conviction of a truth of anything. In other words, having faith in it or belief. We find that faith is recorded in this book, in this chapter, some 24 times, and the word faith is used. Obviously, it's very important to understand that. The Bible said, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it's the gift of God." Do you understand today? Nobody's ever been saved apart from their faith in God. Believing in the one that we have not seen. Trusting in the one that we know that his word is given to us and is true, and that he will do what he said he will do. Now we find this chapter tells us something about the power of faith. When I want to be encouraged, I go to chapter 11 and I begin to read the scripture about all the people in the Bible and the faith they had, and it reminds me that what God did for them, he can do for you and I if we have faith enough to believe that he will. The Bible said in verse number 1, and if you have your Bibles, look there with me. "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." When we think about this, we think about, he says, "For faith is the substance of things hoped for." The word there that we find, substance, that means that which stands under. That which stands under. Every person in this building, I would hope, would know by now that if you were going to build a house, the most important thing that you must do is build the foundation. If you don't have a good foundation, the house is going to fall. We used to sing the song, "One man built his house on the sand, the rain, the wind came, and it fell down. But one man built his house upon the rock, and it was able to withstand. stand. I'm going to tell you today, if we're going to stand in a world that is so mixed up, messed up, and twisted around, we better have a good foundation. And our foundation is in the faith that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Word of God, to believe that God is able. He's able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we ask or think, if we'll put our faith and trust in Him. We need to be looking, friend. We don't need to be looking around. We don't need to be looking behind. We don't need to be looking ahead. We need to be looking up for the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, having faith enough to believe that He is coming again. The substance of things hoped for, but He said the evidence of things not seen. The word evidence means proof or conviction. The smoking gun of that is a firm conviction that God has and God will do everything that He has promised in His Word. There's not a single promise in the Word of God that will ever fail. The Bible says that this Word of God is true. It's powerful. It's able to change lives and turn hearts back to Him. And today I have faith enough to believe that I hold in my hand the Word of God. I realize that it was written by 66 men. And I realize that as they wrote it, they were inspired by the Holy Spirit of God, and God gave them direction as they wrote the Word of God. But friend, it's not their writing. It may be their handwriting, but it's the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God's writing, and what God said He will perform until the day. If you have faith in God, you know what I'm talking about this morning. Faith enough to believe that when you pray, God will hear and answer your prayer. Faith enough to believe that God is in control, and whatever happens in this world, He does it for our benefit and for our good. There's a lot of times things happen we don't understand. I think of things today and I could begin to name some things that I don't understand. But friend, I don't need to understand. I just need to hold His hand and have faith enough to believe that God knows what's going on, and I'm just looking for that city that one day will come to be. I want you, if you would, to look back with me at verse number 13. And first of all, I want you to see today that faith has a dream. Faith has a dream. The Bible said these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims upon this earth. I want you to understand today that these people in Hebrews chapter 11, they not only had a dream, but they looked ahead and they believed in things that they could not see. And they had enough faith enough to believe Him that they trusted it. And even though they did not get to live to see it come to pass, they were looking ahead, understanding that this place was just a temporary passing through place. And one day we was going to be with Him. The Bible said in verse 4, by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness, and he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. Look at Enoch in verse number 5. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death. In verse number 7, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things that he had not seen as yet, moved with fear and prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness which is by faith. I want you to know Noah. He was a man of faith. Anybody that would get out and build a boat, take as long as he did. He had never seen rain. The people laughed at him, mocked at him, wouldn't listen to him. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah had faith that God would do what He said He would do. He had a dream, and he looked to that dream. And thank God, when the rain began to fall, there was a place for his family to go in order that they might get safety. I'm talking about conviction of faith this morning. I'm talking about a conviction of faith and knowing. He said they saw things that were afar off. I tell you now, all my life, I've been hearing about things that are afar off. I've heard about the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, and He hadn't come yet, but I believe I'm nearer today than I was back then. I read and I think about the place called heaven, the beauty of heaven, and one day, all of us who are saved by the grace of God will dwell there. But I tell you, I'm not so much concerned about what's going on around me as I am concerned about what's going on above me and the faith that I have to know that God will do what He said He would do. Now, all these people in Hebrews 11 had a successful life. But the thing that we get to and we see is the Bible said, not having, these all died, but they died with faith. But they died having not received the promises, although they had seen them afar off. They believed in things that they had not seen. Friend, today, whether you believe it or not, heaven is real. Whether you believe it or not, today hell is real. Whether you believe it or not, today judgment before God is real. And every one of us is going to stand before God and give an account of our life, what we've done, whether it be good or whether it be bad. But the key to all of it is that we have faith in God. We see the conviction of faith, but then we see the confidence of faith. You know, faith is like a telescope. It allows you to see into the future. The word faith is persuaded. It knows for sure. I'm going to tell you something. I know for sure a bunch of things. First of all, let me start with, I know for sure that I'm saved by the grace of God. I know for sure that heaven is my home because the Bible said, He hath gone to prepare a place for me, and if He went to prepare a place for me, He will come again to greet a friend by holding them close, embracing them, letting them know that you care about them. It's absolutely true. The believer has confidence in the promises of God. They will never fail. He will never fail. We're to hold tightly to these promises even though our eye cannot see. I guess the biggest thing I run into people today, they say, well, I've heard Jesus coming all my life, but He ain't come yet. He's coming. I don't know when. It could be morning. It could be day. It could be at midnight. But I'm telling you, He will do what He said He would do. And you can go to the bank with that and have the confidence of faith. But then there must be a confession of faith. Since faith is tied to a world, to an eye that cannot see, the believer feels out of place in this material world. Friend, I'm going to tell you something. The Bible very plainly tells us that as a child of God, we will not be comfortable in this world. He said, love not the world, neither the things are in the world. For if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. And truly we find today, as we serve the Lord and as we're faithful, we're just kind of strangers and pilgrims in this land. We're just passing through. We're looking for that city. And by faith, we're trusting God that He's going to get us there and help us in that day. We're saved. My citizenship is not down here. My citizenship is in heaven. As a result of our change, I'm going to tell you something. If you feel comfortable in this world, you better do some checking up. You need to understand today that this is just a temporary dwelling place for us. And I tell you, don't drive your stakes down too far. You can act like the world, and you can dress like the world, and you can do like the world does if you want to. But friend, I'm looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. And I believe one day we'll be with Him, because when I got saved, my heart got changed. And I began to long for that city. I began to look for that city. And so not only do we need to find that faith has a dream, but we find faith has a determination. What is it that faith looks for? It looks for a country. It looks for a fatherland. It looks for a homeland. Faith longs for a place to where we're with the Lord Jesus Christ and we'll be with Him forever. Now, the world is cursed. And I tell you, sin is going to always abound until we reach that city that we long for. And I tell you, as we travel through, faith looks and longs for that place.
Both the natural man and the Christian are looking for something. However, the places they are looking and the resolution they are seeking could not be more different. If you will just accept Christ, you will no longer be looking for direction in life, but you will be looking for that holy and perfect destination. Will you choose victory today?
This is Gary Holland, and today's message came to you from the pulpit of Victory Baptist Church, where I serve as pastor. If God has touched your life through the Voice of Victory broadcast, please let us know by contacting us at victorybaptistchurch.us, where all regular services are webcast live. Written correspondence can be addressed to Victory Baptist Church at 938 North Pine Tree Boulevard, Thomasville, Georgia, 31792. We would like to invite you to our services this morning at Victory Baptist Church, or you can join us on the internet. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week at this same time.